You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, our next guest, Dr. Jonathan Beattie, is a frequent contributor to the Health First show. He's a naturopathic physician working out of Ontario. Whitby it is. And Dr. Beattie, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me back. It's always a pleasure to be on.
Well, you know, today's topic, we're talking about stomach issues, digestion, bloating. And I'd say that, quite a few people experience gas, experience bloating at some times. How big of an issue is this?
It's a very big issue. At least personally in my practice, I know that at least about 80% of my patients, at the time they present, even if it's not necessarily their primary problem, digestive issues, bloating, gas, or otherwise having struggles with digestion is always one of the top complaints, and I find it's a very important one. There are some estimates that, in most practices, over half of people presenting to a doctor will have some type of digestive concern, and it's one of the most common things that people do seek out medical attention for.
Interesting. What is the relationship between gut health and overall health?
Well, the relationship is just, it's pretty much the two are completely connected. It's very cliche for a naturopath to start out with the gut every time I'm treating patients. But for me, I find that, if I do not address, an ill gut, then we're not going to have any effectiveness because, of course, the gut and the digestive tract is the entranceway for, the nutrients that our body needs to heal the tissue. It's often the entranceway for a lot of the therapies we're going to use. So if, the digestion and absorption of those, be it foods and nutrients or, other interventions, be they, natural or even pharmaceutical, if the gut's not working well, you're going to see impairments and you're not going to see a good response to treatment. So, for me, it's as soon as I identify any type of digestive concern, be it something that the patient's coming in for or just something I stumble across when I realize that they're not digesting well, it's always one of the first areas that I address because without addressing the gut, your ability to affect other organs is just not there.
What are the factors that really affect gut health, or is it a problem that people are born with?
Well, it's both. So there are certain genetic factors. For instance, celiac disease is a very common discussion point nowadays, especially with the whole gluten issue. I often joke I'm a captain in the gluten-free army. But aside from that, there is a very strong genetic component of just people being predisposed to, a lack of production of certain digestive enzymes or an increased sensitivity to a food product. But additionally to that, a lot of the digestive problems we have today come from, outside sources, not genetic. So, it could be medications, it could be intoxicants in our environment. And a lot of the time our digestive problems arise as well from just the, low quality of the food that we put into our body. And so because of the ways that, certain low quality foods can change our ability to digest, that in and of itself has a huge impact on somebody's digestive wellness. As soon as you start, anytime you see something that's, for instance, been strongly pasteurized or a lot of times when we put preservatives into foods, preservatives are added to foods to prevent them from breaking down. The trouble is it's still going to maintain that same effect when we swallow it. So the very, nature of most preservatives is almost to inhibit the digestion of that food.
And what do people notice when their stomach's not working? Some people might think, oh, that's the way my stomach's supposed to be. But what are, what kind of issues come up when people's stomachs are not working?
Yeah. Oh, and when people's stomachs are not working, the number of conditions people can present with is highly varied. Obviously, you get your digestive concerns, especially bowel movement related, either not going or going too frequently. So, mm-hmm. Constipation or frequent bowel movements is often a major issue that I deal with in my practice. But in addition to that, the other major ones tend to be, you know, bloating is a big concern that I have a lot of patients with, where every time they eat, their abdomen just swells up with gas. And then, of course, with that often comes the passage of that gas, be that, you know, flatus or belching, so whether it's coming, whether the gas is deciding to go up or down. But, of course, you know, that can be a big problem for a lot of people. And then, of course, there's a lot of areas we often don't connect digestive concerns with. And in some cases, you know, that there's a huge connection actually between the gut and the brain, and how the impact of our intestinal health is definitely going to impact our neurological health. And then, of course, other things like arthritis that are related. I've seen one study where they actually found that more than half of a population of people with rheumatoid arthritis, when studied, were found out to be celiac. And of those, over 80% of those people, when they stopped the gluten, their rheumatoid arthritis went away. So, you know, here you've got a gut problem that's actually manifesting in the joints. So it's not always something that we necessarily feel in our intestine, but the health of our intestine is going to contribute to that disease.
Interesting. What is the, you know, you talked about the relationship between the gut and the brain. So if the, you know, if the gut's not working, then we have brain issues. But what about, what's the relationship between the brain and the gut? For example, stress.
Oh, well, I mean, that's a number of different relationships happen. The gut contains actually the largest concentration of immune tissue in our entire body is held within our intestines. Our intestines hold about 80% of our whole immune system. So anytime you sort of irritate the gut, you're sort of irritating the systemic immune system and increasing things like inflammation. And, of course, it doesn't stay isolated because of the high level of blood flow from our intestines, which is, you know, there's a lot of blood there because that's where when we, you know, digest and start absorbing those, you know, the nutrients, they need to be transferred into the body. Of course, the trouble is if we're absorbing toxins through our intestine or inflammatory or pro-inflammatory through our intestines, those things are also being transferred throughout the body. So because of this large immune system, the large amount of blood flow, and in fact, the largest nervous system in our body is also found in our intestine. In fact, if you rolled up all the nerves in the gut into a big ball, it would actually be larger than our brains. And so when you start irritating the nerves and the nervous system, it's going to translate all that information back up to the brain and create a dysfunction in how the brain's supposed to be working as well.
We're talking with Dr. Jonathan Beatty. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be finding out more about the relationship between your gut health and your brain.